You're now tuned in to the WrestleHolics Podcast. I'm Drew.
I'm DC Hendricks.
I'm Kurt.
How y'all fellas doing today, man?
Doing real good, man. I'm doing real good.
I bet you are.
Yeah. How you doing over there, Kurt?
I'm not doing so good.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't be. Yeah. Drew, you technically lost, too. So, I got to check on you, too.
You'll be good every day, man.
Yeah, I feel you. I still need that
sun
T-shirt.
The sun don't shine tomorrow.
I need that T-shirt.
Yeah, my feelings hurt, man.
I bet. That's going to be the big topic.
Everything just crumbled.
Man, do you want to start off about it? Just talk about what...
Right. No, we'll get to it. We gotta, you know.
I got my opinion on some things too.
Yeah, I mean that's definitely gonna be the biggest topic today, y'all. We gotta talk Bloodline. What's next? What's coming up? Because there's a lot of reports coming out saying that they're taking a break from the storyline. We'll get to that. But SummerSlam, I guess we start there, y'all. I mean, what was the best match? I guess we start there at SummerSlam.
The best match was, with no question.
Oh, I know where he's going.
The Triple Threat.
Oh.
Because of Io Sky, I guess.
Yeah, you gotta get used to the new names.
Yeah, I know. It's Io Sky. The match was pretty decent too.
It was
pretty good.
It was better than I thought it was gonna
be. Yeah, they definitely Asuka and Bianca definitely carried Charlotte.
Hey, you ain't lying.
For real?
You ain't lying.
I ain't gonna lie. Charlotte got on the top rope at once. And I said, get your ass down.
She's definitely the worst person in that ring.
Yeah, see, Kurt be trying to kill her, dad.
I ain't trying to tie her, though.
Bro, don't do that.
Yeah.
She's not Italian. But, I mean, I'm talking about in that match, she was the worst.
So it was only the best because my girl EO cashed in?
It was just all around.
It was a good time for it to happen.
Yeah, like the storyline and just like, I mean, I don't understand. I don't know if that was the plan to have Bianca win because like why she, I don't know.
Just give her another notch because technically she won the belt. So
yeah,
it's like Charlotte being the whatever time champion.
Right. But I mean. I know. Yeah, it didn't feel like Asuka had it that long.
It really didn't.
I'm happy for EO.
Yeah. She didn't really have a chance to build it up.
Yeah,
nothing.
Maybe they think she don't need it.
Yeah.
Well, she probably don't, but I mean, everybody else got 10, 12 championships. And
I think it's just a way to set up her and EO. I think we get Asuka and EO. Yeah.
I think I would like to see that in there.
That'd be a bomb match.
Bomb. Match of the night. I don't care what night it is.
Yeah, I don't care who's in on that card. That'd be crazy.
I'm surprised you picked that. I'm probably going to surprise y'all with my pick, too. But that was...
I think you threw me off, Kurt. Yeah, I think that was the best match. I mean, overall,
with
the cash in.
Especially because we thought Bayley was going to make EO lose the cash in. So that was good.
Yeah. And then my girl Dakota Kai came back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All she did was a step.
It don't matter. I like Dakota, man.
Hey.
Right, man. He ain't been here for weeks, man.
They all good, man.
I think so, too.
They all good. And maybe it's setting up for her and Asuka or her and Bayley.
Yeah.
Bayley probably going to get, I mean, jealous.
Hey. Yeah.
I mean, I don't see that right now.
I can see EO leaving that.
For sure. They've already been teasing it.
I can definitely see that because EO... Yeah, she need to be on her own. I mean, all of them good to be on their own. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But
and I think Damage Control has done, I mean, they had the tag titles.
Yeah.
Bayley had her chance to win the title, but she really don't need it either.
Cheated, man. And with only one championship, female factions don't last that long.
I mean, no, I think they did good. I mean,
they did some damage. I mean,
they did. This man.
Just going back to the match. Dude, I kind of like the moment of it because you kind of see it. It was one of those, hey, this is hard work. This is where hard work gets you
pretty much,
man. So I definitely like the moment for them, even when they were showing, like, some of the backstage clips. I'm like, man, like, those are the moments you really do, like, see, like, those people who've been working for years and now they finally got the moment. Because, you know, back in the day, we really didn't see that.
No.
Just mainly with the women's side, you know, what damn near be like someone like Sable. Title for so long, you're like, why? All right, we get it. She's in a bra and panty, but y'all get distracted. Like, she's not a real wrestler, man.
Right.
So
none of them were back in the day.
I'm not going to go there. We're going to use that for a different episode. But no, just go back on that, man. I'm definitely happy for it just to see that
moment.
That was pretty much my favorite moment of the whole SummerSlam.
Yeah, I mean, you already know that was mine. I mean, that wasn't my favorite. I don't think that was the best match, but that was definitely my favorite moment. Mm-hmm. You think that was the best match, Drew?
Yeah, because I think I even messaged y'all throughout the when I wasn't sleeping.
Of course.
Yeah. Man,
always sleep.
I'd
be hibernating.
Right. I didn't like it. Like, I plain and simple, I wasn't a big fan of it, and I think the main event kind of was like the icing on the cake for me.
Because
I think I fell asleep through like the most of it.
Yeah, the main.
I don't know how y'all feel about it, but do it seem like we kind of get like the same routine in a match?
The pay per view was definitely boo boo.
Yeah, compared to other pay per view,
it was definitely like.
No, I mean just more with the, like the bloodline match.
It was definitely. Oh, you talking about just that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, just because I feel like the same routine. It's like it start up slow, then they get thrown around like middle match, and then that's where it's kind of built up towards the end. You like. It's the same shit like from the last WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's why I mean Roman Reigns matches be rated so low, because it's like it's the same type of match.
Yeah, that was definitely, to me, that was the worst match. And that was supposed to be the best. I was amped up for the match. The crowd was, Jay had the crowd bumping. I mean, that was crazy. I knew he wasn't going to win, because I told y'all he wouldn't, but come on. Like,
I think it would have been better if it was just a strictly one-on-one.
One-on-one. Yeah, not the...
You need the combat. Like, it was just...
Trouble combat.
Yeah. It was a hardcore match.
Right. False count anywhere.
Yeah.
It was...
I'm trying to fool us.
I was very disappointed in that match. I really wasn't. It wasn't even... I hate to say it. It wasn't even Jay's fault. It just started off slow, and it came out afterwards that Roman got hurt at the beginning. So maybe that is what caused it. Maybe that caused them being slow at the beginning. Maybe it was some kind of community. But it was still.
That personal.
It should have been better.
One on one, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight wrestling match.
Yeah. And we'll get to what's next. I mean, for the Bloodline, we'll get to that. That's the big topic this episode. But I think I'm going to shock y'all with what I think was the best match.
God, man. What's up?
Yeah. I think the best match at SummerSlam. Gunther, Drew McIntyre.
What?
I think that was the best match. It pained me to say that. I think it was the best match. That was the best I've seen Gunther. I hate to admit it, because Kurt is just going to be annoying now. More annoying than usual, I guess. We'll say more annoying than usual.
Ouch.
But, no, we know you love Gunther, man. That's your boy.
Gunther, my dude.
Man, that match was good. You know, for a little bit of it, I actually did think that possibly Drew McIntyre was going to pull it out. This was the first time I was like, man, like, during the match, I was like, I don't know. Like, the streak is on, but I don't know. And then
I feel like Drew was going to come out the winner in that one, but I get.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I was saying. Like, that was the first match where I was like, I don't know, man. And they put on a good show. I was impressed. It wasn't better than Sheamus and him, obviously, but like still, like that was the best match. Yeah, I think that was the best match. Gunther, to me, he finally proved to me what people like Kurt have been saying for a while.
I mean, it's no surprise to me. I told y'all when we recorded the preview that I don't even want to talk about this match because I already knew who Gunther was going to win.
Like I said, Kurt going to be more annoying than usual. Like we just said, I think that was the best match. I mean, I obviously loved EO cashing in and getting her belt. That's my girl. Top five favorite wrestler right now, in case y'all follow us on social media, top five. But the match to me was kind of whack. I didn't really like the triple threat that much. I just wasn't into it. I either knew Oscar was going to win or what happened. They was going to give it to someone and they was going to lose it right away to EO to cash in. I knew it was going to be one of those two. And it really got obvious when Bianca got quote unquote hurt in the match. I was like, okay, here we go. This is the angle. This is where they're going.
So
she's going to cash in.
I thought they was going to do that one a little bit different. I thought they was going to really let her just get hurt in the match and let Oscar win it.
Oh, and let her win it?
Then cash it out with EO.
Yeah, I mean, I could have seen that.
I don't think I liked it too much where Bianca loses it again.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, it kind of. I don't want to bring her character down. But now it was like, what you going to do with the storyline? Now I'm like, all right, she's going to be fighting everybody? Or is she going to really turn that heel? What we even expect?
I think that's the beginning of the heel turn. I think that's what we about to get. Hmm. Bianca about to go heel. I think that's the beginning. She's going to be mad. She's going to be upset. I mean,
I just thought about something real messed up too. I'm like, listen, we don't know if Vince McMahon is really in control if Bianca start throwing chairs at people. Y'all gonna play this Alabama thing on us no more Vince.
Y'all see Raw creative right now, right?
You know Vince don't like black people.
Did y'all see Raw? Did you see Kofi Kingston?
Yeah, the new day came out with those chairs.
They come
out with you see like the backstage they were practicing the chairs.
That's messed up. They already started.
Vince was behind.
Yeah.
Vince was behind that. Yeah, SummerSlam, I agree. It was definitely not as good. Yeah. It wasn't as good as, and we knew that though going in. Like
we knew that, but
the match card just wasn't. Like I'm low key glad we didn't buy tickets. I would have been pissed. Yeah.
But because it was SummerSlam, we probably thought like it would be more like returns or something.
Yeah,
shocking.
Yeah, because that was literally like a topic on our last episode. Like, we literally had to pick one. Yeah. And mine
expectations compared to last year, you got to think y'all gave us Brock and Roman.
That was crazy.
Yeah, y'all gave us that whole situation. So I'm thinking, oh, it's gonna be bigger, crazy. And better than that.
Yeah.
And then, was that last year SummerSlam with Damage Control came back?
Yeah, yeah.
See, I mean, it was just a lot, you know.
That was
I mean?
The one-year anniversary, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, this year was just nothing. It was just like...
Yeah, I'm really upset, although I won the bet. I am still very upset that that was all that happened. Like, that's it?
Yeah, it wasn't...
Like, nothing? No,
nothing crazy.
Bray Wyatt is close. It came out afterwards, because a lot of people was upset, like y'all was. Like,
you're like, what's going on?
Yeah,
like,
he's almost back. He's almost back, but I was...
I didn't know he was dealing with what he was dealing with.
I didn't either.
That's crazy.
Nobody did. They've been hiding it.
What was it?
I didn't read the article. Just screenshot it. It was some kind of, like, illness or something.
Yeah.
Life-threatening.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
He's dealing with.
Man.
Yeah, it was some serious.
Recovering, so, I mean, he could be soon.
But, yeah, I was a little upset there wasn't more returns, and I'm also glad... I don't know if y'all seen Raw. I'm also glad... Remember I was complaining that Becky and Trish wasn't there? I'm glad they wasn't, because that match,
oh, God,
that match on Raw, wow.
So
can they just end
yet.
That? Can they please just end
can
it?
They're not done yet?
Right. Like, and
how?
They keep going. Like, just end it.
I forgot what the storyline is now.
It was for about Lita. Like, Lita.
Yeah.
Like it's just going.
It's almost starting to feel like Brock Cody. It's like, what are we even fighting for?
Why we got to add Cody?
What are we even fighting for?
It's going nowhere.
Yeah, it's like, and they keep going.
And now, would they get in a steel cage match? I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
and it's like, we tried this already. Y'all tried this with Bayley.
We don't watch them isolated now.
It's Vince, bro.
Right.
Sick of it,
bro. It's Vince, bro. He's coming in. He's trying the exact same thing that they did with Bayley and Becky. Because remember, they tried the cage match? It didn't work. It's not in this fake rivalry. I'm sorry. But Trish and all these women that wrestled back then are terrible. We are used to seeing talented women wrestlers.
Yeah, like,
it ain't just about how they look in bra and panties.
Yeah, like,
you see her mess up her own special. Did you see that? She tried the Stratisfaction off the turnbuckle and couldn't even do it.
It's them knees.
I don't know what it is, but get her out. I'm sorry. Just let me remember her back in the day.
Yeah, because nobody will even pay attention.
It's like y'all kind of ruined the memory for
me. Yes.
Yeah, I get what
just let it be Zoe Stark versus Becky.
Thank you.
Just let it be that
and end this.
Yeah, just.
I'm so glad it was not at SummerSlam. I will say that, because SummerSlam was already bad enough, and I would have been even more upset if this is what they did.
The first or second match, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
A boring match. And once again, another sleeper. That's what I'm going to start calling him, a sleeper. A sleeper match where Drew is about to fall asleep and not pay attention for like 10 minutes. And hopefully hear the bell ring for the next match.
Yeah, another thing that we talked about too, since, you know, the women's tag team belts, you know, they weren't defended, obviously, at the pay-per-view either. Mm-hmm. They were lost. So we, you know, you had the Ronda Shayna thing. They finished that off. So apparently Ronda's done. Expected that's her last match in WWE.
I thought that match should have been way better than it was.
That was horrible. That might have been one of the worst.
Like, y'all, I mean, this show, like, y'all real fighters. Like, just make it look.
It should have been a regular match. Not MMA rules. It should have just been a regular match.
Shannon
got a black eye for no reason right now.
Yeah.
You can't have an MMA match if you can't do anything MMA. Like,
I was still hoping that they let them hold the tag titles. They should have gave them to him earlier. If they knew Ronda was leaving and they knew that they were giving them the tag belts. They should have gave it to them earlier. But now we got, you know, we had Chelsea Green and Sonya Deville win the titles, and now Sonya's hurt, tore ACL. And we were talking about, you know, our one superstar that we would send to NXT. Drew said Dom. Dominic Mysterio, you said...
I said Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, ooh.
Just for Joe Gacy and that whole thing, I said that. But you said...
I said Piper Niven.
You said Piper.
And now she's, hey, they're doing something with her.
She was talking about, man, Dedra got some secret information, man, because that's kind of another good guess he didn't have.
What?
With the one with the predictions, and now this Piper one.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like he got a secret list, so you better come up with it.
It seems like... Ever since he came with the list of the people that got drafted, we haven't seen.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot more.
We've seen a lot more people all of a sudden.
And,
Indy Hartwell.
Indy Hartwell came out.
Yeah. They listening. They listening to us.
JD fight.
JD, Judgment Day.
JD.
Judgment Day? Question mark? You know, it's about time.
Piper,
that just means they listening.
I'm not going to lie. That JD one caught me off guard, though. So I'm like, wait a minute. So is he joining? Or how long y'all going to prolong this for?
Yeah.
It looked like, I don't know if he's going to join, because it don't look like the Judgment Day like him, but it's like he's more with
it's gonna
Finn
grow.
Balor. Yeah. So I don't know how that's going to work
out. Maybe just him and Balor.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
Judgment Day is taking over. I'm going to have an article on that at the Daily DDT. Check it out. Shameless plug.
They going to take over Raw.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It's more coming. Judgment Day just getting started, baby.
They can't take over SmackDown because you know who's coming up. So.
Who's that?
I mean, Hurt Business.
Oh, yeah.
They can't do nothing with that.
They can't do nothing.
And then when they add Bianca, it's crazy.
But I wanted to shout out Piper for coming up and getting the tag belt. She just pretty much just told her, I'm your partner. Like, you ain't going to do nothing.
Definitely bullied her.
Definitely. I love it. They need to do that. She is bigger than everyone.
She's good.
I love it. But, Kurt, you got this idea that is starting to grow on me. You know, talking about the women's tag belts, everybody questions, what should they do with the women's tag team championships? Tell the audience and let them resonate on your idea what they should do with the titles.
It's very simple. The tag belt, they already got two titles. So just redesign both of them and just make them mid-card champions.
Mid-card. So like
mid-card.
Another like Intercontinental U.S. belt.
It don't got me nothing crazy. Women's Intercontinental Champion or Women's United States Champion or something.
I think
they need to get rid of the tag team because it's just bad luck. Like, nobody.
It's almost a curse at this point.
Nobody is lasting with these championships, and you can't even. There's nobody, like, once somebody get them, like, who are they fighting?
I feel like create a struggle with a storyline for those tag team championships, and that's mainly because they're trying to figure out what a mid card for the women's like that doesn't have a title, and then they got to figure out what they're gonna do with both titles on both shows.
Yep.
So the tag team is just like, all right, what we got left, we could add them in this slot right here.
That's a good point.
Mean.
It's like they just like...
Like, here we go.
They just say random. They just
hey, Piper, you doing anything this week?
We need you.
Who's in catering? Come over.
Oh, my God.
Good, Drew. That was good.
Weird because like when they first came out with those tag team challenges, it was so many... women tag teams.
Yeah.
And they split them all up.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
It's like they had a good idea to be like, all right, y'all know how we can mess this up right now.
Yeah.
We're going to trade them all.
And it just.
They did half the job by uniting the NXT Women's Tag Team Championship with the main roster Women's Tag Team Championship. So they did half the job. But now, like, man, I'm starting to agree with you, Kurt. That's the idea that I'm starting to really buy into, just because they're just forcing, they're forcing
so
tag
many good females out there that not on TV.
And you know the tag team that did it for me, that really made me realize, man, they just forcing it. Liv and Raquel.
Yeah.
That didn't even make any sense.
Even when they had them coming out in the same entrance, I was like,
yeah, it don't even feel right. Yeah. What is this? Yeah,
I see Raquel back dimple all damn time.
Yeah, like it wasn't even
annoying. All right, let me stop.
Yeah, I'm starting to buy into that though. I think they do need, because that also is going to help build the women's division. You know what I'm saying? I think that better does that. I think that does that better than just having women's tag team belts and just throwing random women together, win the title for a couple months, notice that nobody cares, and then onto a new tag team. Yeah. Like, how does that build up the women's division at all?
Because also, even think about who has it right now, Chelsea Green, her character. You do get a little bit like you're going to expect some laughter and whatnot yeah. about this title. And also, you shouldn't be trying to make these titles into a joke if you want people to take it seriously. So
they should have stopped them titles as soon as Sasha Banks and Naomi left.
Yep. Yep.
That was the perfect that was opportunity it. To just completely right. leave it alone.
Because they haven't elevated since.
No. And that's why I thought that was going to be the purpose of it, too.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, bet.
The tag team titles haven't been good since the Corona era. Like,
yeah.
With, you know what I mean, Becky and Bayley and Sasha and Asuka and Kairi Sane and
yep.
you
yep.
know Nikki Cross and you know what I mean. So
actually, well, now that you're saying all those names, it kind of bring back like it kind of bring back what Sasha and then was talking about. It was like, hey, we was trying to bring prestige to this title,
yeah.
mm-hmm. but y'all didn't do nothing for us. That's why we leaving. So y'all definitely proving a point. Y'all don't give a damn about them titles.
No.
Speaking of Kairi Sane, I heard she signed a new contract.
She's coming back. Yep. Who? She's coming
Kairi
back.
Sane?
Yep. Okay. She's coming back. Yeah. So we'll be seeing her soon. But, yeah, I was a little upset. I brought it up because I was a little upset that there weren't more women's matches at SummerSlam. But then I thought about it, and I was like, well, what else is there to put on? What other matches could there have been? Just overall, I think we all can summarize how disappointed we were with SummerSlam. I was disappointed with Seth Finn Balor. That wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be either, or should have been.
It should have been better.
And also, like, bro, how many times are we going to book Finn Balor to lose? Like, when's the last time he's won other than beating Carmelo?
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I've been so confused with that because I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, so it's like, what are they doing with the Judgment Day?
Yeah, I mean,
because like
the Judgment Day as a whole is huge right now.
Right,
but Finn, it's Finn Balor.
If everybody losing except if everybody winning except the leader,
they're supposed to be leader.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
What's going on? Now they beefing, and
he is the only one in the Judgment Day that hasn't been elevated since they started
this
it.
This is weird. He was brought there to elevate,
and he was yeah. So I don't.
Just weird.
It's got to be Vince coming in. That's just something. Yeah, just summarizing everything with SummerSlam, I was disappointed.
Finn Balor, I don't think.
I don't think so either. He's a Triple H guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Vince don't like them small guys. He like
he like
Roman Reigns.
He like Omos. That's why we've seen Omos at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'm surprised he still ain't got the title by accident.
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. But what we do need to talk about, y'all, so we got to dive deep.
Can I say something real quick? So at SummerSlam, you know how we was waiting on a big surprise?
Yeah.
And we got Omos.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was like, what? We don't want him. The crowd was so dead.
Dead. Like, bro, don't nobody care about him.
We know you so big. We know how you going to get out.
Everybody right. Everybody going to team up. Like, we know you ain't winning.
That was the surprise.
That was the big surprise.
It was like no reaction. We was like, that's it,
man. And Jimmy.
He always do the same thing when he come into the ring. Can't nobody stop me. Yeah, that's what your boss MVP say, man. Bro, get out of here. We tired.
I really saw MVP in the match.
Might as well. I mean.
Nah, I'm cool. I'm flexing him out there.
Y'all heard his rap song?
Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
Horrible.
It was horrible. Top dollar trying to rap too now.
Oh, man. LA Knight called him Uncle Phil. You saw that?
Yeah. LA Knight be killing him,
bro. I don't like, bro. I'm going to wait till another episode to talk about how I don't like them, but whatever.
Yeah, we definitely do need to have an episode of, like, recapping Triple H's best and worst.
Yeah, definitely.
That'd be cool. We might have to do that on the.
I think it's top dollar.
Is worst or best?
No, worst. I think I think he make.
You don't think the whole group?
He make hit road track because he's trash.
I think they're all trash.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know.
I don't know what you see.
I don't know about trash.
I think they're all trash.
Top dollar is definitely trash. He making it worse. He's,
I think Hero as a whole.
He can't even jump over top rope. He just not.
That was my favorite part.
I mean, at least the other dude know how to wrestle a little bit. Like, Top Dollar don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
And well, the girl, I mean, we haven't seen her, so I can't, I mean.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have an episode of ranking best and worst of Triple H hires. Bring, you know, brought Bray Wyatt back, Bronson Reed. So I think I'll be a good episode next time. We'll dive deep into that. But we definitely, speaking of diving deep, the Bloodline, y'all. That's the talk of WWE right now. I hate to say I told you so. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't believe it. I didn't want it to happen.
Well, what happened? I just want to hear you say it. I just want to hear you say it.
My heart is torn.
Yeah. Well, why is it torn?
Why, Jimmy? Why?
What did Jimmy do?
Why did you do this? Why did you betray? Betrayed.
It's almost like somebody told you that was going to happen.
Jay, your brother, your twin brother. Because you didn't want him to end up like Roman? How dare you? How dare you?
I felt that.
I feel it. You know, well, he is part of the Usos, so he feels this deeper than we do.
Like the,
no, bro, you should have kicked your twin brother.
Like the queen no, don't let out the house. So, but
Was you hurt? Yeah, I told you it was gonna happen, though. Yeah, why were you so shocked?
It's like, damn, Jimmy.
Yeah, you knew it was gonna happen. I told you. Where's he been?
I'd rather it been solo.
Nah, I knew it wasn't gonna be him yet. Because when he does it. I'm not trying to sound arrogant. Like,
there better be a title on the line.
No, because when Solo does it, that is where it needs to end. Because Solo is the enforcer. He's the big man. He's the next one up. The torch is being passed to Solo. So when Solo gets involved, that has got to be the end game. I told y'all this. So they're going to save that as long as possible. This creates more issues within them, but it also prolongs the storyline. Still makes it the hottest topic. That's why we're talking about it right now. That's why everybody's talking about it. What's next for the Bloodline? What's coming up? Are they gonna take a break? Is Roman gonna go out, take a vacation? What's going on? Is Jimmy and Jay gonna face? That's why everybody's talking about it, and that's exactly what they wanted.
Now they gotta face at WrestleMania. I feel that's a WrestleMania match.
Oh, I think so too. They can't just throw that at Survivor Series or something.
I see the rumor about Survivor Series.
Really? Nah. That's got to be WrestleMania.
No, not them. I heard it was a Fatal 4-Way at Survivor Series.
Fatal 4-Way with the Bloodline?
With the Bloodline.
Nah, that's too soon.
That's what I heard. That's the rumor that's going on. That's what they try to...
I think that's too soon.
All four of them.
No. You got to think about, Survivor Series, that would be the best one. You wait till WrestleMania or something like that, that's prolonging it.
I don't think so.
We don't know what we're going to have. Well, Fatal 4-Way at WrestleMania wouldn't be bad because now you're thinking, will Roman come out?
That'd be nuts. I think we're going to get, I think Solo, I told y'all, I'm not going to say WrestleMania, but Solo was going to take the belt from Roman.
Not at WrestleMania?
No, before. I think before.
So Roman having this all this time and not losing that WrestleMania?
Because the only way Solo could face him is Royal Rumble. He'd have to win the Rumble. You think Solo can win the Rumble?
No. I mean, he don't have to win the Rumble because we got another champion now. So, I mean.
I suppose.
He don't have to win the Royal Rumble.
Solo will have to win an elimination.
He can force Roman to challenge him.
But that would be bigger, though. If Solo was facing Roman at WrestleMania, him winning the Rumble adds way more to that storyline than just, I'm ready to take over the Bloodline.
So it could be something like,
if he's going to face him at WrestleMania, they need to put him in the Rumble match at number 30, and he wins the Rumble. That adds more to that storyline.
So you think he, I mean.
I feel like that would be too predictable as well, though.
How?
If
29 other superstars come out and we don't know Solo's in it, they ain't got to tell us he's in the Rumble.
If they take a break.
Yeah, and especially.
If they still wrestling, you know he's going to be in it. So if they all take a break except Jimmy,
mm-hmm.
I don't think Jimmy should take a break at all. Because
no, he needs to keep
came back and
he
did what he did, so he need to be the top heel on SmackDown. If they take a break, Jay, Solo, Roman, and then Jay come back at the Royal Rumble, he gonna eliminate him and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna eliminate both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then Solo come in and...
Yeah. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Perfect. Tell me how much, bro. You know how much that adds to that storyline?
Yeah, so it could be like a whole Triple H and Batista type thing.
Yes, that's exactly... That's exactly what I was going for. That's exactly what I was going for.
Claps on there.
But they have to fight at WrestleMania.
But it has to be WrestleMania, absolutely.
Losing no other time.
No. It has to be believable.
The person. But see, I mean, these rumors got to get out of our heads because now.
Which one?
Like, I mean, wrestling. He because I heard he's supposed to keep it to WrestleMania 40. Well, next year, and it's supposed to be him and Cody. So, I mean, I don't know. We've got to.
Do we really want to see him and Cody again, though?
Yes. Yes.
We know you do.
Yes.
I want him to change.
Say something.
I can't wait till he changes his interest music and see if Drew's still on the bandwagon.
You right. Drew going to be gone. Why are you changing your music for?
I'm going to be Stardust again.
All right. I ain't going that far. Now we.
Now you're taking it too far.
Now we. Yeah, that's too far. That's
like
too far.
Get personal.
Yeah. That's, Kurt all the way. I'm telling you. Gunther got him acting a fool over there.
Tripping.
Got him acting brand new. That's the only way to go with this, though. I mean, if they really are taking a break, like, I am really interested to see, like, how they keep us interested in it.
See, and that's
Going to be hard if they really taking a break.
I heard it's just Roman. I heard it's just Roman that is the one taking the break, which will make sense because what is he doing right now?
He's been taking a break his whole championship.
I mean, I agree, but like...
These last 2 years been a little bit of a break.
So that means Solo got to be the top heel there.
Yeah.
Well, do you add a belt on them now? Just get them some type of prestige? Because, I mean, yeah, y'all whooping everybody.
I don't think
ass,
he needs a belt.
Like,
he don't need a belt. Solo don't need a belt.
If he don't get a belt, he got to destroy everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he got to have some good matches, but... He damn near, I mean, he's not in the field.
Will we need a him and Gunther match?
No, we can't have two heels.
No, we like Solo.
Can't be two heels.
We don't want him to.
Wait, hold on, Kurt. Why you say it like that? Like he can't hold his own.
We don't want Gunther to end his career. Like,
what?
We don't want Gunther to end Solo's career. We just.
Hold on, man. Now, listen, I think Solo can hold his own now.
I guess. I mean,
we thought the same for Drew McIntyre, too.
I mean, all Gunther do is slap people's chest.
I mean, hey.
It's getting personal over there. Y'all getting personal.
He's a champion. I mean, you don't matter. Slap his chest. I mean, you know what I mean? Montez a sidekick.
Oh, it's getting personal.
Hey, listen. Montez can speak English. Now we got to put captions on with Gunther.
Now you getting racist?
Like, that's not his fault.
No, man, you went too far, Kurt. You went too far again. I didn't even mention Montana. No, I was chilling.
Y'all good?
We good.
I don't understand how he... I was talking about Solo. Like, Solo got Cody or Montez, and he came at Gunther. Like... Nah, but I'd rather have Cody
be the one to beat Roman.
Just because of the whole story, like you came back talking about your family, your dad, mm-hmm. and for what? Like he it's not gonna be the same. If he beat Seth.
I agree.
He has to beat Roman.
I agree.
So I mean, I just feel like for Cody to finish the story, he has to beat Roman. So, and he kind of mentioned it like, hey, mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar acknowledged me. You know?
You think, yeah.
He mentioned that on Russ.
I was going to ask, do you, it don't hit the, so like, yeah, know. I'm with you because like, I was going to ask, does it hit the same if Solo dethrones Roman and then Cody dethrones Solo?
No.
They don't hit the same, right?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
It's kind of just like, huh, congrats, Cody, but.
Yeah.
We would have liked.
See,
it
that's
better
why Cody should have just beat Roman last WrestleMania.
Because I just find it weird that he's the only one to pin Solo.
Yeah, because Jay did, but that's
think. But also, you got to think about how that ended, though. It wasn't just like Cody. I mean, Cody just straight lost to Roman. Solo interfered.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Cody held his own with Solo. Like I got a beef to pick with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like Solo.
You're not as high on Solo as I am.
I am. I think
he's next.
I just don't see it. I really don't. I mean, I'd rather have Cody. This whole thing can just end with Cody mm-hmm. Rhodes Sands time in and time out.
Yeah, but if they was, I don't think he's gonna do it. Cause if he was gonna do it, he would have did it at WrestleMania. Why have him do it all over again? What does they gonna have the same promos again?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Maybe
like we already had those promos. What are you gonna do? Say the same shit?
maybe Cody can be like, man, I've been through what you've been through. I've been through Brock. Mm-hmm. So now I'm ready for you. I mean,
so you can say that every week to build it up to it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's about all that's different.
I feel like everything's being repeated on Raw and SmackDown now. So it's like, how many times we get Sammy and Cody and Seth versus Imperium or whatever. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I don't know. Make the storyline a little bit more interesting with this one. Like, this time Cody try to face him again. Roman declines in some way. Hell, Roman's like, hey, man, I put my career on the line. And you put that belt on the line. You put your career on the line. Let's see what happens. Let's have us really thinking this next time. Mm. Like, can Cody really lose this belt? I mean, can Cody really win this belt? Or will he have to really retire after all these years of trying to grab this belt?
Yeah, but see, I feel like that's too predictable because then we know Cody going to win.
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere.
And it don't hit the same. Like, if Cody go up to Roman, like, I put my career on, I'm like, what?
What? Yeah, we saying it's predictable, but think about it. Hell, we thought Cody could have won at WrestleMania.
No, I told you. I told y'all he wasn't going to win at WrestleMania.
If we could go back to that match, you damn near like Cody was actually going to win it.
You didn't. So it's not one time you thought Cody was going to win.
Y'all remember my prediction,
bro.
Y'all remember my prediction.
I understand that, but watching that match, just like
it was the same as every match.
You act like you didn't flinch.
No, it's the same as every match. Roman gets his ass beat. He does a couple moves, and they interfere.
That was very close.
It's the same shit every match.
That was very close.
Yes. He gets his ass beat. He does a couple moves. And they interfere. We only thought it was different this time because Cody Rhodes, who he hasn't faced. He won the Rumble. That was the only reason anybody thought it was going to happen. And that's why he was brought back. But how is that match any different than any other match? They interfered. Helped him win again. I just don't see it. I don't know how they could... At least me. Maybe it's just me.
I mean, I don't know how.
It might just be me, but I don't know how I get intrigued by another Roman Cody feud. I don't know how they can make me excited.
Okay, so now it's like, would you rather have Cody versus Roman or Cody versus Seth? Because one of them going to happen.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of like just pick your poison.
I mean, to be quite honest with you. Give me Seth Cody again. Every single match was a banger.
It was.
Every single one.
If he win that champion, it's not the same if he win that champion.
Why not?
It's not the same.
Why not?
That champion is not the same just because of the streak Roman's got. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's not.
You're literally the first one to beat this dude in, what, three or four years?
Yeah, like to beat his.
Yeah, but he's been pinned, though. He's been pinned now, so that's out of the window.
The belt is gone now.
Not for his belt. His belt is, what's next for Roman? It's a bigger story. If Seth loses, it's like, okay, Seth loses, a banker. Next.
Well, Seth's about to lose the title anyway. He's not even going to have the title.
He don't need it.
Nah.
He don't need it for a long
Shinsuke
time.
Shinsuke about to take the belt from him.
Yeah, I never thought, that's why I thought Finn Balor was going to beat him, because Seth don't need it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
I'm about to say if Shinsuke wins it, I'm like, dang, I really don't like Finn Balor.
Yeah, I am completely blown away by how they have wrote Finn Balor since the Judgment Day.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was initially you thought that was to build him up too. All of them, and he is literally the only one that hasn't. They've gained no traction on Finn Balor whatsoever since the Judgment Day.
Really, now
he is literally at square one.
When you look at it, they're like. Damn, when did they start? About last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is where they're supposed to be title-wise,
mm-hmm.
or at least opportunity-wise.
That's what I thought all of them were going to have a title. So, I mean,
even with Finn, or at least if Finn have some type of winning streak. Like,
yeah, something.
I'm tired of seeing him lose.
His highlight is beating Carmelo Hayes, NXT champion on Raw.
That kind of surprised me when he lost to Seth. I don't know.
I feel, you know, going back to the Bloodline, I just don't see, because so we've already seen Jay fight for him twice. We've already seen, we've seen Cody. He got his shot. I mean, it did. He only lost because of Solo. Mm-hmm. That's why he lost. I mean, maybe that is the angle next time. Maybe he faces Roman alone.
Yeah, I mean,
now he faces a Roman that doesn't have the Usos.
I mean, technically, that storyline never ended. Can you remember that next night? Brock Lesnar came.
Technically, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's going
to get rematched.
Yeah.
So
run it back.
He never... I mean, nobody really never get rematches.
So, was he going to win the Rumble again? Like, how does he get his match again?
He don't need to.
Because they're on opposite shows. So, like, how... Not like that fucking matters at this point.
It don't matter
because
LA Knight, so maybe that's who's going
to... Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Just slamming WWE real quick.
I love
how
he don't want to say nothing about how they messed up this draft either. It's like, bro.
Yeah, they just completely...
Why y'all ignoring this? Y'all know we talking about this.
I like how they don't want to admit they messed up Cody Rhodes. Like,
they definitely did.
I feel like... You know,
because
how you going? I mean, how you gonna have it again? I mean, do you just completely go against the draft again? Does he win the Rumble again?
Maybe he'd do like an Edge type thing. Remember Elimination Chamber a while back? Edge lost his championship in one Elimination Chamber, then beat up Kofi Kingston from behind before Kofi entered, and then he entered in that chamber. Mm. I mean, Edge did it, and he was a whole different show.
I'm sorry, y'all. I kind of understand y'all's story.
I think you're wrong on this one. I don't think so.
But Solo's going to be the one. Mm-mm. I stand by it. I already told you what was going to happen at SummerSlam. I told you it was going to happen at WrestleMania. Eventually y'all will listen to reason. I don't see it.
I'm not listening to you right now. But no, bro, I just can't see it, bro.
Yeah, once I figure out what's going on, we're going to make another bet. And see,
Kirk got to make sure it's a good
one. Yeah,
right.
I still need my shirt from the first one before we make another bet.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm not about to say that.
I'm still wearing my DX shirt. I already had this one. I need my Rhea Ripley shirt. I need my new shirt that, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, Kirk.
You got to pay up before we make another one.
Hey, just follow Andrew to the crib, man.
He put it all on you.
I didn't want it to. You keep bringing it up. Like,
all right, you follow me. Watch, I'm about to be going to McDonald's. Then I'm about to go make
you need anything?
Like, yeah.
Look at my shirt.
I'll get you a tall tee out this.
The collar going to be thick, but cool.
We'll see if they're really taking a break, and if they are, how they're going to keep us interested in it. I mean, they kept us interested this long, so I'm going to...
Yeah, I don't know, because, I mean, it's just so many things that can happen, because if they really want Jay versus Jimmy at WrestleMania, Jay has to be the top heel.
Jimmy
has to be the top heel.
Mm-hmm.
He has to.
I agree.
Just so the Royal Rumble can be more like, oh...
I agree.
You know what I mean? But then,
yep.
If Solo's there... Jimmy can't be a top healer. Solo's there.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I would rather see Jimmy a top heel just for that Jay and Jimmy at WrestleMania. So Jay can come out number whatever. And then, you know what I mean, eliminate both him and Jimmy.
I think WWE must got some type of game plan because.
I hope they do.
The hell of all of us right
they
now.
They probably don't. That's why they probably taking a break.
Man.
They probably don't know what to do.
Hey, we got to trust them at this point. Hey, they done got us invested in this story.
I think they started getting confused at WrestleMania. After WrestleMania is when.
Because they messed up.
Yeah.
They should have. Somebody should have lost.
I agree.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. Make sure to tap in with us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, all social media platforms. Also, shout out to our sponsors at MVP Lanes. Anything else, fellas, y'all got?
I just got to give Drew a shout out on the videos, man.
Oh, man. Appreciate it.
Videos cold, bro.
They're like, dang, I want to
videos cold.
Oh,
videos
no, cold. Like, so, if y'all haven't been on our TikTok page, definitely tap in with our reels. Tap in with us. Engage with us on our top five. We're going to have a lot more content. Like, like they said... We all hype about it for some reason. I don't know about
it. We knew it was going to come out good.
Yeah, but it was even better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Not that we'd have faith in you, but man, them videos fire.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
They fire.
I'm ready for some more questions. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, fella. It's fun to do.
That's what's up. I just wanted to throw that out there. And I'm looking forward to what's next, y'all. I mean, the Bloodline is the biggest storyline in wrestling. It still continues to be. So I'm looking forward to seeing what's next. I still stand by it. I think Solo... is going to be the one to take over the storyline, and I think that's where it ends.
I'm ready for the Hurt Prophet to make their appearance.
Oh, for sure.
No, no. We ain't even giving a name. Just giving them
Hurt Prophets. Hurt Prophets.
Let's go to Hurt Prophet.
Hurt Prophets.
Right. It's kind of nice. Hold on.
Not bad. Hurt Prophets.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, you going to call it a little night. No, that's too good. It's too good to you. They call it the Prophet Fitz.
Yeah, we got a few more weeks for them.
I wanted to get on that story, but we still gotta wait. That storyline still building up, but
I want to see what it's leading to. I really do.
If it don't lead to nothing, y'all about to have some pissed off fans.
They need to go ahead and add Bianca too. I would love to see Bianca in that faction.
I mean, I would love to see her too, but I don't want it to be a repeat of a Judgment Day situation where she's the leader of the group, man.
No, I mean Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, but yeah, they clearly already have. Wise, yeah,
like, yeah. But Bianca not a champion. She lost this, so that, I mean, she could easily now that could be her.
Yeah,
you know, now she can focus on being in the Hurt Prophet.
Hmm. I like how we called him that now.
Hurt Prophet. Name the podcast. No, I was playing. But man, definitely appreciate everybody listening to the WrestleHolics podcast, and we will get back with y'all next week.